Senator Johannes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Persheppi, more than a year ago now, I was in my Senate office, and I had a group of family cattle feeders, ranchers, that I was sitting down with, and in the midst of the conversation, one of them said to me, Mike, what do you know about aerial flights by EPA over our feedlot? There was a uncomfortable silence because I didn't know anything about it. I certainly couldn't recall that EPA had made me aware of that. I couldn't remember that my then colleague Ben Nelson or any of my House colleagues had made me aware of that. So I wrote a letter to Lisa Jackson, and the essence of that letter was, number one, I'm interested in what you're doing in Nebraska, and number two, is this a national program, and are you doing aerial surveillance in other parts of the country? For whatever reason, she felt that my letter wasn't important enough to warrant a response from her. It was bounced to the regional administrator, who I've met with. He seems like a nice enough guy. But I don't think he speaks for the entire agency. So let me ask, and one other point I want to add to this. In the, I believe it was the Farm Bill discussion some months ago, I put in an amendment that basically would have said, hey, you can't use any funding we give you for these kinds of aerial surveillance missions. And I got 56 votes on that. Pretty bipartisan. I'm guessing we could have gotten over 60, but there was a lot of pressure when we got that many votes to quit voting yes on this thing. So let me just ask you today, very simple question. Are you doing aerial flights over whatever, feedlots, pork production in Nebraska, or for that matter in any other state in the United States currently, or do you have plans to do that in the future?
We are not doing anything right now. We are in the process of, for the springtime here, of looking at what kind of a notification system or other kinds of information we would make available before we actually did any of these flights. The flights are quite simple. They're fixed-wing aircraft like a Piper Cub or a Cessna or something like that, and basically designed to help find priority areas to look at for people who would be on the ground in the field. We don't do any enforcement work or compliance work or anything based on this reconnaissance. It's simply to help guide where we would send actual in-field inspectors who would actually interact with the landowner.
But it can lead to compliance and enforcement and fines and penalties and
depending what they see on the ground when they get there. But it won't be only from what happens in the air. The air just simply helps figure out where the folks on the ground who talk directly to the landowners go. But we are. We've done this in different parts of the country, not just in Nebraska, and we are evaluating how do we go about our annual notification processes on this.
It kind of sounds like this is a federal agency that is completely and totally out of control. And when I can't get answer to my questions, it feeds into that. People have this notion that the EPA is kind of a rogue group out there doing whatever they want to do because the United States Senator can't get a simple letter answered. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, when I get back to the office today, I will find out what's going on with the answer to your letter and make sure you get one. But I do have to respectfully disagree with the rogue agency characterization. We're trying to actually do exactly what you just said, find bad actors in the most efficient way by trying to narrow where we would send people to go talk to the landowner. That's all we are doing with
these aerial flights. But this is so indiscriminate. When you're out there just flying eastern Nebraska, this is so indiscriminate. You're flying at low altitudes. You're flying over law-abiding people who are trying to do everything they can to honor your rules and regulations. And you're not coming down on the bad actors. You're checking on everybody, and it feels terrible. It feels like there's a federal agency out there spying and on American citizens. And no matter how much I try to convince people otherwise, or you do, it's still going to feel that way, especially when you're lacking so much in transparency, when you don't respond to letters, when I finally have to show up at a hearing and get on a subcommittee so I can ask you a question as to what's going on, because my letters are ignored.